This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, November 12th. Well, cattle markets last week were generally weaker. Live cattle down 260, feeders down 3.5. We did have some excitement in the markets on Thursday. The markets had a nice jab up, but we gave it all back plus some on Friday. So it's a market that really is struggling to get any kind of traction to the upside, and we're clearly establishing, I think, more of a longer-term downward trajectory, especially in feeder cattle, where normally you'd have just been putting in some seasonal highs. Well, that, with the way the price action has evolved over the last month, we've pretty much confirmed that early October was our seasonal high, unfortunately. We just didn't get that demand for grass calves and placements into feedlots, as you have record numbers on feed in the feedlots. Poor weather has created some muddy conditions, slowed down weight gains, and certainly slowed down winter wheat plantings, winter wheat progress, growth progress, and just made it too late to place calves on winter wheat fields, as they're just not well established enough before the cold weather is setting in. So unfortunately, that demand just really never materialized this fall and kept a fair amount of pressure on the feeder cattle market, because of course that's when the big fall run comes. And delays in corn harvesting as well, and a fair amount of vomitoxin in the corn. That's going to slow down demand for calves, as you can't feed very much of that. You're going to have to blend it off. So a disappointing fall performance for feeder cattle. In live cattle, we were looking for seasonal highs into early December. The demand for beef has been very strong domestically. In the export market, it's been disappointing. Last week's export sales of 11,000 tons were notably lighter than what the average has been, and certainly without the absence of the Hong Kong market, that really kind of illustrated the slowdown in U.S. beef exports. So a couple of things coming at the market that are lending pressure to the market. And again, particularly as you have record numbers on feed and record beef production ahead of us, we're just not seeing enough absorption of that supply to maintain that upward momentum in the live cattle. Again, seasonally, you would have lives have some strength in early December. I think at this point, it would just be more of a correction in a longer-term bear move. We were looking for that to be a pretty strong longer-term high, a seasonal runs into early December and early November for feeder cattle. But obviously, again, that did materialize. So if we get those bumps, some sort of a seasonal run, I think the market's going to lean on it pretty heavily. The live cattle have the best chance of having a rally, I think, as you head into late November, early December business for the holiday season, which has been robust. We've had very good domestic demand. The rib cutout has been the leader usually into early December, and that started a good month early this year. So there's a lot of reasons to think that demand will be very good as you head into the Christmas holiday, but we've already established, I think, some longer-term highs, and it's going to be pretty tough to get back to those highs. So whatever rallies we get in early December, I think the market's going to take advantage of that pretty aggressively. The cash trade last week was fairly flat. The Fed trade around 113, which was steady, and the dress trade around 180, which was also steady. Box beef values were slightly lower on Friday. The choice down 87 cents at 215. Select was down 39 cents at 199. Some early week strength in the box beef values pushed us higher, but by the end of the week we had given it all up, and we were basically down 4 for the week on the choice and down 2 for the week on the select. So the cash trade is trying to hold itself together. The box beef values, which had been the leader to the upside, they're starting to falter a bit here, and the live cattle trade is holding steady with the previous week. So we'll see what happens. Probably will slow down a bit, at least on demand, coming into the Thanksgiving holiday. But again, usually by early December is when the packers have pretty much all their product around them that they need for Christmas. They've been aggressive buyers, and I think that's why the cash trade had a nice bump here 2 weeks ago, held steady last week. The packers seem to have quite a bit of supply around them. We'll see how much more they need to do, but that should be wrapped up by early December. And then after that, we look for the market to run into more problems and resume its downward trajectory, which It appears it's already turned that corner, but I think once we get past that seasonal tendency, then it's going to have, I think, more momentum to the downside, both lives and feeders. That wraps it up for the cattle commentary. If you have any questions, feel free to call me 1-800-888-9843.